News. I'm Karen Sloan. Russian President Vladimir Putin faces an arrest warrant from a world court, Jerry Barmash reports.
The International Criminal Court issued the warrant on Friday, but a foreign ministry spokeswoman said the ICC decisions have no meaning for Russia. However, retired Army Brigadier General Steve Anderson told CNN, this is the time for the U.S. to expand its support to Ukraine.
It's absolutely imperative that the United States and NATO step up their operations and enable the Ukrainians to conduct offensive operations this year.
The warrant accuses Putin of war crimes as it centers around children being deported and others being transferred from Ukraine to Russia. I'm Jerry Barmash.
President Biden said the court move sends a strong message. He reaffirmed U.S. backing for Ukraine. New York City is stepping up security ahead of a possible indictment of former President Trump. DA Alvin Bragg is deciding whether to move forward with criminal charges against Trump in connection with an alleged hush money payment to a porn star. Trump denies wrongdoing. On Friday, he charged Democrats were using prosecutors as a political weapon. It almost never happens, but Friday the number 16 seed beat the country's top-rated team at the NCAA basketball tournament. Details from Ryan Daniels.
March Madness brings us another Cinderella story. On Friday, it was Fairleigh Dickinson who took down Purdue in Columbus, Ohio. Final score, 63-58. It's only the second time a 16 seed has beaten a 1 seed on the men's side. Maryland's UMBC was the first, beating Virginia 5 years ago. Fairleigh Dickinson entered the tournament as a first 4 team and is now on to the round of 32 for the first time in school history. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The weekend may be drier, but flood-ravaged California isn't done with the rain yet. Forecasters are predicting the return of precipitation early next week. The rain has come too late to save this year's commercial salmon season, though, Dave Collins reports.
The Department of Fish and Wildlife say the severe drought has prevented salmon from successfully breeding. The salmon population is too small to consider opening up the commercial season. The news is devastating to Bay Area fishermen, especially since the Dungeness crab season started late due to migrating whales. Crews at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco are worried as the bulk of their business is based on the salmon catch. I'm Dave Collins.
Some frozen fruit is being recalled due to possible hepatitis A contamination. The recall affects an organic tropical fruit blend sold at Trader Joe's stores nationwide, as well as organic strawberries sold under 5 different brand names, including Costco's Kirkland Signature and Aldi's Simply Nature. No illnesses have been reported. Actor Lance Reddick is dead at the age of 60. Reddick is known for his roles in the hit series The Wire and the John Wick franchise. TMZ reports his body was found at his Los Angeles area home Friday morning. The cause of his death is unclear, but police said it appears to be natural. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.